welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. You surviving the holidays?
Yes. How about yourself?
I am. I'm having a good time. I don't know if we've told listeners, but I'm working for 6 or 7 months in Africa, East Africa, in the country of Rwanda, setting up a health sciences school. And, you know, perhaps we'll have some time at some point in the future to talk about that. But it's very interesting. And, you know, the holidays here are a little different than they are back.
I think I saw that movie, Christmas in Rwanda. I think I saw
it. It was
great, yeah.
They stayed at a hotel here, yes. Is all encapsulated, which brings us to our poem here, which is about the pericardium. The pericardium, our listeners will remember, is this fibroelastic sac, a little like Santa's bag. It's made up of visceral and parietal layers and separated by a potential space. Those of us who are generally healthy have about 30 cc's of this ultrafiltrative plasma in that sac. The treatment when that sac gets inflamed is usually targeted as much as possible to the underlying etiology. In developed countries like where you are, most cases of acute pericarditis in immune competent patients are due to viral infections or they're idiopathic and generally run a pretty benign course. Of course, here in Africa, there's all kinds of infectious complications, and with rates ranging from 20 to 30% of HIV, that complicates things. Anyways, most patients that our listeners will be treating will be treated with a presumptive viral cause, usually with an NSAID and a colchicine. In acute viral or idiopathic pericarditis, there's no therapy that's been rigorously proven to prevent any sort of serious sequelae, such as, say, a cardiac tamponade or constrictive pericarditis. The poem that Mark chose this week comes from the New England Journal of Medicine. It was published in 2013, volume 369, and it begins on page 1522. It asks the question, does the addition of colchicine improve outcomes in the treatment of an initial episode of acute pericarditis? Something we've been doing but don't have a great explanation for. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is a new treatment for an old disease, and it's using colchicine, which I think many of our readers are aware recently went back on patent, and the price skyrocketed from pennies a day to many dollars a day.
I didn't know that. How did they get it back on patent?
There was an FDA program to encourage companies to take drugs that had been grandfathered in for many, many decades and to actually do a clinical trial proving that they worked. So this company saw this loophole, and, you know, I think it was one of those policies developed with the best of intentions, but once it went on patent, this company had exclusive rights to colchicine. Colchris is the trade name, and it went, I mean, it's a couple hundred dollars a month now, and it used to be $3, you know.
For gout, so, and for everything, huh?
Yeah, for everything. It's
wow.
Really pretty terrible what happened, and it's a limited time. I think it's only maybe a three-year coverage, but, you know, as part of that, they're also, now they have tons of money, so I guess they're trying to do a few more studies to extend the indication so that they can maybe extend the indication and the patent protection for a little while longer. I'm not sure. Anyway, interesting study. Like I said, new treatment for an old disease. They took in this trial the patients who had a mean age of 52 years. They were 60% were men. Most common cause of pericarditis was just idiopathic pericarditis. And they all got standard treatment, which was an anti-inflammatory, either aspirin or ibuprofen, every 8 hours for 7 to 10 days. Those who were intolerant of NSAIDs got steroids for a couple of weeks, followed by a taper. And they were randomized to either colchicine or placebo for a total of 3 months. So this wasn't just take it for a few days. They were given a half to 1 milligrams daily, and took the drug for, as I said, 3 months. Adherence to the drug was better than 95%, was similar between the two groups. They followed them for almost 2 years and state that no one was lost to follow-up. The main outcome was incessant or recurrent pericarditis, so pericarditis that wasn't getting better or that came back. And that was much less common in the colchicine group, only 17% versus 38%. So number needed to treat of about 5 there. In addition, the colchicine group had better outcomes with regards to persistent symptoms at 72 hours, remission rates within 1 week. It was longer before the first recurrence, and there were fewer hospitalizations, only 5% versus 14%. So some of those more serious complications were also reduced by the colchicine. Overall, well-tolerated. They actually found no difference in GI side effects between the two groups, which you might have expected, but probably has something to do with the dose that was given. So bottom line is, when you add it to conventional anti-inflammatory therapy, colchicine will decrease the rate of incessant or recurrent pericarditis.
Wow, and it's only slightly less expensive than a heart transplant now with these new prices.
Yeah. Go ahead and take that for 3 months. That's, think about it. You know, $600-$700 probably for the colchicine, but if the number needed to treat to prevent hospitalization is 9, you can pay for that pretty easily. So even at those exorbitant costs, for this particular indication, it certainly makes sense.
You know, there are a lot of drugs out there, the propoxyphenes and the Darvons and all the cough suppressants that all of us have rolled our eyes, you know, for years because they don't do anything. And it is nice that somebody was willing to put some money and do a study, and this looks like it's an impressive clinical finding.
Yep, looks like it's certainly should become part of our standard treatment of pericarditis.
Excellent. Talk to you again next week, Mark.
All right, see you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.